Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Seems to be there.
Yes.
He's not considered the elite of the elite, but he's right there in terms of the respect level, probably next tier down.
Yeah.
In terms of the number of votes he got on some of these categories.
Yeah, so that's,
he's mentioned quite a bit.
Yeah, that's kind of that's the rub there. I mean, I would say which team is the most fun to watch? It was Golden State and Grizzlies, 1 and 2 there. Which team has the best home court advantage? Grizzlies did not crack the vote here. Kind of interesting. I feel like they have a pretty good home court advantage when that thing is rocking. Which team's level of success this season is toughest to predict? Brooklyn Nets number one.
Yeah, that's easy.
Lakers number two. Grizzlies number three. Interesting. I get it. I get it. You're just like, okay, last season's over. You were number two in the West. What are you going to be now? You know, are you going to be
able
to?
Hunter becomes the hunted.
Exactly. Which team has the most promising young core? Cleveland Cavaliers number one, Grizzlies number two. Again, I feel like the Grizzlies should have the edge there because they actually achieved something and the Cavs have not yet. Whatever, it's not my opinion. Which player's most athletic? Ja got the vote there. He did win that category, 38%. Which player is fastest with the ball? Ja Morant, 62% of the vote, with De'Aaron Fox there at 31%. So that is the majority of the GM survey. It's always pretty interesting here. But I think it sort of underscores it's not skepticism about the Grizzlies. That would be the wrong word. It's more of like a cautious optimism probably about what the Grizzlies are going to do this season. How do you follow up what was the best season, in a long time? I don't know. I can't
remember. Starting up with a key player down, too. That
exactly.
Was a rock.
That's another
let's
thing.
Be real, too. He was an anchor for
he
you
was.
Last season. He was
sure
the guy
was.
That managed to stay in there. So, obviously first team All-NBA defensive guy. So, not having Jaren there, too, I think adds to the questions. But I think we feel pretty good about what the Grizzlies have in position to sort of replace him for the at least the time being on the short term, whether mm-hmm. it's Santi or, Laravia or some of these other guys they've have got to plug into the position. You feel like you can get enough done. Are they going to be Jaren? Absolutely not, as Jessica points out. But it's doing an impression of him. And Santi seems to, right now, he's the best candidate for the job. I'm comfortable with mm-hmm. where he is right now. And again, that's hoping that this is it's a shorter stay on the injury list for Jaren than a long one. He's back surely by Christmas.
Yep, you would think so, no doubt. All right, Trista Crisp going to join us at 1:25. We'll talk to her about this, get her thoughts on the Grizzlies, the NBA season, and more. Stick around, Jason and John, 92.9 FM. Yes.
Guests appear on the Superbook Sports phone line. Superbook Sports. Download the Superbook Sports Tennessee app today with Jason and John, live from the Topps Barbecue Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Always going to get it at Homer Skelton, Chrysler Dodge, Jeep Ram in Millington, whatever you're looking for. They got cars on the lot, ladies and gentlemen. They got those Grand Wagoneers. They got the Grand Cherokees. They got the Ram 1500s. Bop! Shaq's waiting on you. They're there to make a deal, right? These are good guys. And they want to put you in a great car at a great price. And that is what they do every single day. So, you want some folks you can trust that you know are going to make you a good deal, get you those good incentives, head on down to Homer Skelton, Chrysler Dodge, Jeep Ram, Millington.
Yep, 7661 U.S. Highway 51 North. I'm so glad I made the drive out there. The best car buying experience of my life 2 months ago. It's almost 3 months ago now. Wife's still happy. The kid calls it our luxury vehicle. It's really not. It's a Grand Cherokee. Got low mileage, 7-year warranty. But compared to our old cars, it is. Point is, our man Shaq's got all the options for you, got all the car choices for you, and if it's not on that lot, he'll go out and get it for you. Not going to get any better than that. You can check out the selection online at homerskeltoncdj.com. Better yet, just get on out there, go see for yourself. Not just a bunch of normal guys in the car business changing lives four tires at a time.
So we talked briefly about Antonio Brown earlier this week about his incident in the pool in Dubai, which is another example of Antonio Brown having gone off the deep end, no pun intended. And he also posted a picture on Instagram. I don't know what the intent was. I don't know what the goal was, but he posted a picture of Giselle hugging him from the Super Bowl championship a couple of years ago. Was there a caption on that?
Antonio Brown is a clown.
No, I'm saying
his clown is the face.
No, on the
that's Shannon's.
Yeah, we'll get to him.
It's just on TikTok.
This picture of from Antonio where he posted of hugging up.
Yeah, it's on the bottom there. Yeah, and she's looking directly at him as if it were intimate on the field almost.
Correct. It does look like almost like they're a couple. You know,
he said it
gives the vibe.
The caption is "Put that ish on."
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Right, that's his
song, right? Yeah,
got it.
Okay, so he's clearly, you know, trying to get a rise out of somebody here, and Shannon Sharp, you know, who I go back. Sometimes I think he's great. Sometimes I don't. I think he nailed this one on Antonio Brown. This is what he had to say.
AB is a clown, and he's been a clown for the longest. He's done in the NFL. Nobody's going to waste their time.
No.
And last night took the cake from me. I'm done. Everybody should be done. After he posted Tom Brady's wife and said what he said, that man took your ass in. That man revived your career. Nobody was going to give you a chance. And you take a shot at this man's wife. You do that, AB? I fought you at home. Because every last one, because every time someone try to correct AB, all y'all do is like, hey, let that man live. Let that man do this. Let that man do that. And that man is harming himself. And instead of somebody saying, you know what, Shannon, you're right. I wish somebody would get with AB and tell AB to slow it down. I don't want you to tell me what I need to hear. Tell me what I need to know. Tell me what can help me become a better man, a better person, a better player. As opposed to like, yep, skip the egg and the man on. The man naked, got his ass in somebody's face, taking his private off. And they said, yeah, AB. You see this? Instead of saying, AB, fight me, what you? I mean, me personally. I mean, what you doing? Bro, you about to get you in Dubai. Mm-hmm. You lucky they throw his ass in jail. That's what I would have done with my homeboy. Mm-hmm. I ain't got no homeboy. Bro, hey, we gone. Because I'm not finna go to jail. I'm not going to jail for you. And people at home, I want y'all to stop this. When a black person is trying to correct another black person, stop talking this bull jive about somebody trying to bring them down. Y'all want people to just let bull jive go. No. It's wrong. And it's okay to correct them when they're wrong because we see where this is heading. Stop this. This notion that, man, Shannon, you shouldn't have said that, but he was wrong. I know that, but don't say it. What? I'm free. And everybody happy. You ought to see his Facebook Live just going crazy with likes and mentions and click. I'm free. Yeah, AB free. Man, look at AB. AB is old man. He's showing he don't need the man. They just co-signing, and he eating it up.
And how much money did he leave on the table?
$30 million. You a damn fool. Who does that? You hustling backwards. The objective is to get as much money as you can. Now say, you know what? I don't want $30 million. I want $5 million.
Yeah. So I think he makes a lot of good
Several
points.
Several points.
I think he makes a lot of good points. A
couple different arguments in there.
There are, but I think that I do think this. I think there are people who enjoy the show, right, and who enable it. You know, his post of Giselle got 500,000 likes on Instagram.
Good grief.
You know what I'm saying? So there are people who, and this is just true of American society and American culture, right? Like it's why we watch, not we, but it's why shows like Maury exist, right? You know, Jerry Springer. We like watching.
Well, Springer's a judge now.
Well, yeah, which is crazy. Not that crazy in this world that we live in. But once upon a time, he was this facilitator of.
But this would be more along the lines of like celebrity gossip stuff, right? More than the just.
No, I'm just saying
the romantic relations.
No,
with just
it's not romantic, but it was you watch those to because they were train wrecks.
To see a train wreck.
And that's what Antonio Brown is. Right. Antonio Brown is a train wreck.
Yes.
Right? So I'm not trying to sit here and diagnose and say that's the only thing here, but I do think that is a part of it. And I also think he is not listening to anybody. He's fired his agent. You know, I don't think there's anybody that can get through to him at this point. I don't know how many people are trying. I wish there was somebody that was, and I wish there was somebody that he would listen to.
Well, it feels like he's burned a lot of those bridges that have been willing to try.
Absolutely.
At some point. At one point, he was living with Brady and Giselle, you know, when Tom brings him over. So, you know, he's kind of turned on a lot of folks, it feels like, John, and a lot of organizations, obviously, Antonio Brown has. So I think part of what Shannon said there is common sense, especially from this is what I agree with. Man, you don't bring another guy's wife and kids into it, especially when we're talking sports and talking about mm-hmm. other players and that kind of thing. That's supposed to be, and I know it is in the locker room, that stuff's off limits,
mm-hmm.
especially speaking on it publicly. And AB knew what he was doing. Like, he's trolling Tom, you know, putting that up there at a time where Tom's reportedly going through it with Giselle. Man, that's a pump move, like, back to Shannon's part. And that to me is the common sense part of this. The other part that I found interesting, though, that Shannon chose to address here is that when I criticize guys like AB, I get feedback from, you know, from black folks in this instance that say I'm trying to drag a black man down. Stop doing that, right? And Shannon's point is, in this case, when a black man is wrong, I should be allowed to criticize. We need to criticize is essentially what he was saying there. And I you know what it made me think of? I'll be real honest with you. I rewinded a couple of years back when we had to be critical of Tubby Smith. There was some of that there then.
Mm-hmm.
It was, Jason, how can you bring another? You're bringing a black man down. How could you do this? And it was never about Tubby's race whatsoever or bringing a, I understood how important it was to have Tubby Smith in that spot as a black man. That said, though, if Tubby Smith is not living up to the expectations of the job or is giving you a product that doesn't meet your expectations or typically Memphis Tigers' expectations of this program, and he's trying to lower those expectations, if we don't criticize whether he's white, black, or whatever else, what are we doing?
Right.
We're just blind mice out here.
Mm-hmm.
So take out, I agreed with this point, but you get that. You get that a lot these days. If a black man criticizes another black man or black woman, even if he's right to criticize, you will see a segment of the black population come out and say, you're being an Uncle Tom, you know, bringing this guy. Let AB live. Stop doing. And let's be real. I think whether we're white or black, we can see AB's made some dumb, foolish decisions here.
Yep.
Set aside the trolling of Tom, the money, everything else.
I mean,
you burnt all
list.
Bridges. People have really tried to reach out and help you. And he's slapping those hands, he's burning those bridges. So, again, I go back to Shannon's point there. You should be rightly allowed to criticize in instances where common sense like this should be applied. You see what I'm saying? So I remember getting that on Tubby and feeling a certain kind of way about it. Like, wow, like I've got a responsibility here, obviously, as a black man on the radio, one of the few voices that you'll hear every day on the radio in terms of with a black background. So you feel a great responsibility to do the right things, say the right things. But when it came to Tubby, I would get that sometimes and feel a certain kind of way about it. This is the exact point Shannon's making here. I think you have to trust your heart in these instances and know, you know, in this case, it has nothing to do with race whatsoever. It's a criticism of the man in his job.
Right. And that is obviously something that, like,
See, if you criticize a white guy, you're not going to hear from the white listeners.
Exactly.
You're bringing another white guy down. Like, that
yes.
doesn't happen for
yes.
you. This is only happening
right.
in situations where black folks are in the media. They're put in a position where they have to criticize another black person. And a lot of times what they'll get shot back, whether they're right
yeah.
or wrong to criticize, is you're an Uncle Tom.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's obviously Shannon, with his reach and platform, mm-hmm. gets that a ton. And it's, you know, I was surprised to hear him address it in this. But he probably gets it so much now, he
yep.
felt the need to.
But, I mean, the whole thing with Tubby just was ridiculous because, yes, Tubby was a black man, but everybody that was advocating for his removal was also advocating for the hire of another black man named Penny Hardaway.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that and I know you've gotten it because I've seen it. You know, I still to this day, right? But I just feel like in that instance, exclusively.
Well, I do think it comes from a you don't want to see black folks torn down publicly, like you know,
as
black,
a right, right.
When we talk
as
about black-owned yes, businesses, for sure. Everything else, no, it's about supporting and uplifting.
Yes.
So when there's any tearing down, and I understand that of someone who's in the public eye, anything else,
because
a certain segment of the black population is going to feel like, man, you ain't supporting, bro.
Well,
you ain't supporting the cause.
I get that. Because black people are the minority in this country,
correct.
Right?
I mean, back to the point. There's a right time. There are times when you have to, as Shannon pointed out.
Yes.
And during those times, again, it's not right to be calling those black forms and that those black folks on that platform, which we need those voices to be calling them out as Uncle Tom's
and I do, I think there are absolutely
ridiculous.
Look, there are people who think race should never come into the equation, and I am absolutely not one of those people. Right? I think there are times where race matters and is relevant to a discussion, and could or should shape the way that we talk about a certain thing. I think in this situation, it has nothing to do with Antonio Brown being black or white or whatever he would be. And it's about how he's conducting himself as a human being, right? Like, it's not, this is not like Antonio Brown is being unfairly teed off on. He has put out a long track record over the last 2 to 3 years since he got traded to the Raiders, of a pattern of destructive behavior, not just to himself, right? But to others around him. He's fired agents. He's gotten into a fist fight with a moving truck driver. He's done the stuff at the pool. He's quit on the job in the middle of the game with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, right? I mean, and somehow won a Super Bowl. Like, wow, like, what a ride it's been, man. What a ride it's been for Antonio Brown. But yes, I feel sad for him because he's a multimillionaire, and that's exactly why he's sort of socially allowed to get away with the things that he's getting away with, because he has money, and because people that are close to him, they don't want to get cut off from the hand that feeds, so they're not going to come to him and have that real talk conversation with him, right? And he ain't going to listen to Shannon Sharp.
Well, he's not listening to anybody.
Yeah, like, he ain't going to listen to Shannon Sharp. He ain't gonna say, you know what, Unc, you're right. You make good points. I need to get back. Because he's got it. What he's done is he's surrounded himself with a group of yes men that think everything he does is funny and good and all that, and so he has no incentive or motivation to stop doing it. And because people just, you know, Antonio Brown gets sent out by those people, right? That's what they say, right? You sending him out. He's getting sent out. People don't care. They're videotaping him acting like a jackass at the pool. If you really cared about Antonio Brown, right? If you cared about that man and you're in his circle, you would say, bro, you got to stop this. You would not be sitting there videotaping it and encouraging it secondhand.
Yeah.
You know?
But again, I go back to folks, he's got to be willing to receive that.
No, it's true.
And right now, clearly.
Because, you know, that's not easy to do. Because
Shannon's at this point because you feel like this guy's burned this many bridges and he's blown it to this point where you're willing to call him a clown. Like, that's the thing about Antonio. You got to want to be helped.
Well, you're right.
Instance. And if it's that phase where he's not, those hands are going to stop coming out to you. You know what I'm saying?
And the people that are with him in Dubai, how do they get there? On Antonio Brown's PJ.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So if they want to go back, they're not, you know, I mean, that's the tangled web we weave here, is that you sort of insulate yourself with yes men, you know, who probably know in the back of their mind, like, this guy is completely nuts, but you're on that, you know, on that teat, so to speak. And so you're just not gonna do anything, you know, to force yourself off of it, you know, which is it's an ugly cycle. But I have no doubt that that's what's going on. And anybody else that, like, says a foul word, Antonio Brown's like, cut off, done, get out of my face, you're done.
Yeah. Hopefully it doesn't do some foolishness, gets him, you know, arrested or something like that.
No, it's true.
Or put somebody's life in danger.
100%.
Including his own.
Exactly. I mean, it's just as much about Antonio Brown as it is anything else, right? Anyway, we'll come back. Trista Crick's going to join us. We'll talk to her about the NBA. Maybe we'll get her thoughts on Antonio Brown as well, because that was in the news this week. So all that and more on the other side. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.9.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
FM, ESPN. Krista Crick is the host of BetMGM tonight on the Odyssey. And then catch her on The Fan on weekends. She joins us now. What's up, TK?
What's up, guys? We got basketball back. It is here. It's officially, you can smell it in the air. Fall is here. The weather has turned. Was that a grizzly?
Mm-hmm.
That was a grizzly. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a grizzly. That's a real grizzly.
Nice.
We got that one out here in Memphis.
So let me ask you guys this. What do you guys feed them?
Crystal side chicks.
Got it.
Very clever.
That's what you feed the grizzly bears in North Memphis. That's just some
advice.
Yeah, exactly.
Ding.
Yeah.
Yep.
Do you have any, like, as the season is underway, we're getting, you know, preseason basketball in here, do you have any, like, futures that you've placed or are thinking about? Because I'm kind of, like, in the mood to sweat something for a full season. Is there anything that you really like in terms of the NBA futures markets?
You know, I feel really gross about conveying this because you guys know how I feel about this team. You guys are, you've been with me since day one in terms of knowing, you know, what I want to happen in the West. I think it's very clear that if my Portland Trailblazers do nothing, which, you know, let's be honest, they're not a contender. Let's just be straight with it, that I would like to see Memphis do something. And if it's not Memphis, I'd like to see the Clippers do something. But truthfully, it doesn't really matter what I want. The gods are cruel. And I think it's just, I put the money immediately as soon as they won the title. I just went back again, and I put money plus 650 on the Golden State Warriors to win it all.
You did do that.
Because
you did do that.
I did it. I did it immediately. I have it. I played it, I think, because it was like plus 450 at one point, which is like not a number that I'm interested in. Mm-hmm. And then it went up. I think as, you know, steam went on, you know, the public markets betting other teams, or you've got, you know, I think because they lost a couple of guys, Gary Payton II, mm-hmm. you know, Otto Porter. Not to say that really matters, but to some people, I guess it does. You know, losing critical pieces of a championship team. You know, Andre Iguodala looked like he was going to retire. And again, he's not really a force on the court, but he helps in a big way in terms of, like, the leadership on the team. So it actually went up to, I think, plus 650 in the summer. So I played it right away when it was like plus 550, then it went down to 450. I stayed away, and then I got it, I think, at 600 or 650. So I have that. And I think that's just the greatest hedge that you could have of, like, the outcome that you want least to happen, like, just bet on that. Because, you know, worst-case scenario, you're making money, right?
Mm-hmm.
I also put money on the Clippers. Hold on one second. Emma? It's the clapping sound effects are not someone knocking at the door. It's just the radio hit.
That's right. That's right.
Please be quiet, dog. Please be quiet. So, yeah, I think the Clippers are an interesting team. I think they're the deepest team in the West.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the deepest team, period.
Mm-hmm.
Like 115. If you look at their backups, like Norm Powell was a starter / like sixth man when Toronto won the championship, and they were going to build around him, obviously. You know, you've got Robert Covington, who I don't love as like a real piece, but as a guy playing a role,
yep.
I really like.
Yep.
I mean, you've just got a lot of these got, I mean, you've got obviously John Wall, who they say looks really good. Reggie Jackson, who they say looks really good. Obviously, he's got the job. And then you've got Kawhi and Paul George and just a host of other dudes, right? So I think I think that was plus 700. So I have that. I haven't done anything in the East yet. I could be convinced to take a Bucks ticket. Feels a little obvious, a little on the nose. But I think if Chris Middleton was healthy, he would have been. They would have won in game 70. I think they probably wouldn't have even gone 7 against Boston. And then, as like a flyer, as like a let's sweat it out, just take a Western Conference future, or maybe to win the conference. Like my sleeper team this year, my Memphis team of this year, you know, comes out like maybe they overperform in year, you know, one, year two, they take a huge jump. Who knows what that jump looks like, is the Pelicans. I think they are really, really good. They're going to be disgusting. They're so long. Brandon Ingram, he looks unguardable. Adding C.J. McCollum in the mix, I think, makes them, like, really interesting in terms of having a facilitator now that C.J. is playing a one. You guys like the Pelicans? Because, man, I like them.
Yeah, I'm kind of a little bit concerned, I think would be the word up for us here in Memphis with them. If it, you know, the fact that if that thing works out, that's bad news for the Grizzlies. Just is. You'd rather see it dysfunctional and nasty when you're in Memphis. But, you know, you put CJ with what they've got now, still got to see whether it can work with Zion and Brandon Ingram. Both of them need the ball. We didn't see that last year, you know, after CJ comes over. So we'll see how it works out. But I think you're smart to pick that Pelicans team. They got a lot of good pieces. Our man John loves him some Willie Green. Let me ask you this about Luka. The GM survey's out. You know, 48% of them say Luka's going to win the MVP. Trista, if they finish sixth in the standings, you know, which is where the GM survey's got them, you know, behind Memphis and tied for sixth with Minnesota, is that going to be enough winning for Luka to be an MVP?
I don't think normally, no, but I think how tight these Western Conference and Eastern Conferences have been in terms of, like, maybe there's two games deciding the second to the sixth, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that, I think, matters. I think the universe and the media really likes Luka. I think they want Luka to win one,
yes,
right? I think that narrative matters a lot. Luka, I said this since he got into the league and we knew that he was that guy. As soon as Luka decides to take his body seriously and he, you know, doesn't mess around and go to Slovenia and chill on the beach and eat whatever he wants and parties and, you know, as soon as we don't see fluffy Luka coming into the NBA season, like, the league is on notice, and I think I would put an MVP ticket in for him, despite, you know, what everyone else wants to do. And I've been saying that since he got in the league. So I put money on him to win the MVP before it was, like, I guess, trendy. I don't think the number was great. I think that was like plus 550. I forget what it was. I've got a bunch of old, you know how it is when you put in futures in the summer and you're like, what do I have again? So, I think that's true. I think if they're a six seed, as long as they're in the playoffs, so maybe five seed, and that's going to be tough. It's going to be tough with what they lost, right? I like Jalen Brunson a lot. I don't think he's obviously worth $27-28 million on that Dallas team, considering who you have in Luka. But I don't think Spencer Dinwiddie is putting up 41 points if Luka's on the bench with a twisted ankle. I don't know if I trust him to be consistently a playmaker and a guy who can get you buckets. So, yeah, I'm really curious about what they will do.
We're talking to Trista Crick. Join us every Tuesday here on the show, Catcher on BetMGM tonight, every single night. News from earlier today, we have not talked about Tom Brady and Gisele Bundchen have both hired divorce lawyers. So that seems to be the way it's going. My question to you, Trista, is Tom Brady going to take this as a personal affront, and is the league going to have to be on notice if this proceeds? Like, I just feel like Tom is the guy who's like going to find a way to use this and bottle it up and win a Super Bowl again. I'm not even really joking.
I think what it means more than that is that he's probably playing till he's 50. What do you have at that point? Like,
yeah,
if you don't have a relationship uphold, or someone who has expectations of you and responsibilities, where you've got like he can be not a normal human, right? Gisele is what humanized him. He had to take out the trash. He had to put the kids to bed. He had to do some semblance of normal grown folk business. Now he can be a robot, which is what we know he already is, right? and just literally live in an apartment and have everything done for them and just focus solely on football and just be balling out. I don't think that the Bucks have enough this year to win it all. I really don't. Like, they just have too many injury concerns, especially on the offensive line. Like, if anyone could do it with less, we know that it's Brady because their defense is really good and they can win games on defense. But what we've seen from them, I mean, even just, you know, a couple of days ago against the Chiefs, it just doesn't look good. He's under duress way too much for my liking, and it just doesn't feel like they have enough consistent weapons that are healthy in order for them to compete with teams like the Chiefs, like even the Dolphins, who have more. I know Tua is obviously injured, and that's a big deal, but there's a few teams in the league that just have good, I mean, even the Eagles right now with their offensive line. I know maybe that comes to be fool's gold later on in the season, and maybe they're not who we thought they were. Maybe Jalen Hurts isn't as good, but like right now they look really potent as well with A.J. Brown. So I just don't think that they have enough to win it all. But I do think this means if they go through with the divorce, this means that Tom Brady's playing until the wheels fall off.
I'm struggling with this, with not calling Tom a fool for this one.
I mean, it's a rough one.
Shouldn't he have just stayed retired? Like, what are we? I realize you don't need Giselle. You got money coming out of your ears here, but you've built something here. I don't. And what's the point, Trista? How you can't outgoat the goat? He's got seven of them, right? Anything he adds on is just go. Oh well, Tom's got another one. Like, we already consider him the best to have ever done it. He's willing to throw it all away because he loves competition.
It honestly is a sickness.
Yeah.
And I truly believe that there is a sociopathic thing that is required for that level of greatness. Like, Kobe had it.
Yeah.
I think Nick Saban has it. Like, you don't feel joy in the results. You feel joy in the grind, which is, like, sick. Like, no one feels joy in the grind, right? Like, we are an outcome-based driven society, right? But no, like, we won a ring, on to the next. Mm-hmm. Let's do it again. And that is like an unfillable well of success.
Yeah.
And I think Giselle, she's been very successful in her own right, but she's found balance and she doesn't have to, you know, she's not like on America's Next Top Model every single year. You know what I mean? There's mm-hmm. a level of work that doesn't require being the greatest. I think there's something inside of him, and I don't know what it is, that drives him to want to continue to compete. And that competition of, like, nobody's as good as me and I don't want to watch football and call football when I think I'm still better than everyone in the league. I get that, but, man, are you throwing a lot away.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't – do I have balance in my home, in my life? I don't know, you know? I mean, I feel like probably not. Is there anybody that, like, really sits back and says, man, I just wonder, like, if you've achieved balance, like, does that mean, like, you're not, you know, taking care of, I don't know. Like, balance is a very elusive thing to me, it feels like.
I think anyone who's ambitious struggles with balance, mm-hmm. right? I went to Quebec, to Canada, and unplugged because I was feeling like I didn't have enough balance, right? Mm-hmm. I wasn't taking care of the things that make me whole, right? And so then you're trying to overweight certain areas of your life so that you can continue to sustain. When you have as much money as they have, you know, a lot of the things that you don't get to do without balance, you can have done for you. But as my mom would say, like, if you have someone doing all of your things for you, your gardening, your dishes, your cleaning, your housekeeping, your childcare, are you even a human being? Like, do you do anything for yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Like, because that's kind of a part of us being grown adults and humans, is like doing stuff to take care of ourselves.
Yep.
I'm curious, just because you brought it up, that reset for you, that going back and trying to find when you went to Quebec, did it work? How long? What kind of process was that you can take, you know, tell us about, maybe for somebody that's listening?
Yeah, no, it was awesome. I recommend it. It was called the Monastery of the Augustinians. I went for 5 nights there. I went on daily meditative walks for an hour where they talked about history, but they also told us that the sisters who started the monastery, they went on walks when they were needing to get centered throughout the day. That was a part of their daily routine to make sure that they had enough in the tank to give to the people that they were caring for.
Wow.
They were in the medicine field.
Yeah.
So they that was, you know, breath and movement and lockstep was a big part of what they did. So they imparted that with us. So I learned a bunch of breathing techniques, and I've been, you know, doing that multiple times a day instead of when I wasn't very consistent. So it's not necessarily just meditation, but just focusing on breath and focusing on time getting outside. I've been doing that every day. And then just making sure that when I need to wind down, and as you guys know, I host till 11 p.m., so how do we find ways to wind down faster? Mm-hmm. And it's shutting off a phone, deciding I'll watch the replays tomorrow of the games, turning candle lights on, turning all the lights off in my house, just, you know, reading a book, something chill, which is really hard to find in today's age. You know, trauma fiction is, like, really in vogue, which obviously ramps you up, doesn't wind you down. And so, you know, finding things like breath, making sure I'm doing, you know, working out every day, doing either yoga or some sort of workout, you know, making sure that I'm hydrated, and just having a routine that I stick to. And when things come up that disrupt that routine, I tell those people that they need to change their plans.
I like that.
It seems
grounded and calm.
Yeah, I've never
than letting the rat letting it dictate how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, letting the don't let the tail wag the dog kind of.
There
a
you
thing.
Go. I'm with you on that.
I need to go to this place
and find what calms us, John.
Yeah, I'm constantly. Yeah. I am constantly wound up at all times.
Yeah, it helped a lot. For
I think
me.
Many
and
of
you
us
guys
are.
Can tell. Like, yeah, I think you can tell. That's like. Anybody who's in the entertainment field, we have a little bit of that extra type A in us. So finding ways to, you know, have space to be calm and be chill and, like, be contemplative and, you know, smile at strangers and just try to, like, have a level of joy of doing nothing. Very, very difficult, but it's helped a lot. I highly recommend. Plus, the food was banging. Food was included, and it was, like, all Michelin star type food, much as you want, anytime you wanted to eat there. They would serve you up, make you whatever you wanted. So it was, that food was, I mean, and the actual hotel itself, like the rooms were really nice and it was cozy, but kind of like quaint. It was great. I highly recommend and not very expensive.
I will say, like, and I don't know what the study, I really do. I find lighting a candle brings me some peace.
For sure.
It's like, it's, sure. It seems like such a silly, mundane thing. But when I have a, you know, I'll sit at the computer and I'll light a candle and I'll get that whiff of the aroma of the candle, you know, it brings me a certain, and I'm not going to go crazy over it, right? I'm not like, every problem in my life has not been now solved, but it does bring me a little bit of, hey, you know, this is kind of nice.
Helps a little. Yeah, it helps a little. They would put a little essential oil on our wrists and we would rub it together before the contemplative walk that would smell like forest. And you would just, like, if you wanted to get recentered, you just take a little whiff on your wrist and it was just like, bring you back. Yeah. Just a little warm.
I like it.
It's been very pleasant.
Like a sensory deprivation tank. Have you ever done that?
Yes, I have. I actually, they have a spa close by where they had, you know, a bunch of different things. They had float tanks and steam rooms and all that stuff. So it was great. It's like that, though. Yeah, you try to figure out a way to slow the mind down when you've got a million things that you do. And I think when we're in media, you're doing a bunch of hits, doing a show. Maybe you have a podcast. Maybe you've got a side hustle. I know John writes. So it's like, how do you balance all that where your mind isn't always focusing on work?
It's so true. Now, when we get off here, you need to light a candle for Emma, your dog. She's very...
Yeah, she's starting to be turned up a little bit.
She is. She needs to go on a contemplative walk. You know, she needs to take that. Put Emma in the monastery for a week and see how she comes back.
Yes. Make them take her and see if they can teach her how to create a little distance
between
her and the stimuli.
That's exactly right. Trista, appreciate
Thank you
every
Trista.
Week. Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate you. Bye.
Talk to you guys soon.
We'll send you on a trip.
Man, send me on a trip, bro.
Can you imagine this man with a damn candle next to his laptop?
We're going to, instead of Quebec, we're going to send him to Arkansas.
No, so that's not going to get
Osceola.
Go to Hot Springs. I want John to take a bath.
Hot Springs, man?
We're going to put some candles around him because apparently it calms him down real good.
We need to light those jokers up over there in the studio.
Go take a bath in the hot waters, John, in Arkansas.
In the dirty ass waters.
So you can calm
bro.
Down.
She went to like the glacial waters.
I like
of
how
Quebec.
You're like, yeah, I can relate. I like candles.
I like candles.
We never knew that.
I like candles. Now, but see, I don't like the dark, though. The dark gives me heebie-jeebies over there. That was one of the things. Connor would fill in for you, Brad, and he'd always turn that damn light off, and it made me...
I like the dim light. It calmed me down. Like, I'd be in here with Parrish. That's the one thing I loved about his show.
I can't... Dim I don't lights. I don't get it. I never get the... I never got the low lighting. I mean, he... It
calms you down.
Parrish is basically in here doing real radio.
No, it's black in there with Parrish.
Pitch black.
Yeah, he did a show with Caucus this morning. He's like, bright light, bright light, bright light. Because he was in here with Jeff.
Yeah. I don't get that. I don't. That
it's the
understand.
Zen environment he wants.
And well, that's fine. He's already found his.
Yeah.
You need to find yours and get off of Gary.
Yeah, I think for our show, though, it's midday, it's bright lights, baby. You know, it's time to perform.
Okay.
But thanks to Trisha Crick for joining
us
on the show. We'll come back, wrap it up. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flash Radio. Guests appear on the Superbook Sports phone line. Superbook Sports. Download the Superbook Sports Tennessee app today. With Jason and John, live from the Topps Barbecue Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Look at here. They said, please turn it down. I said, just turn around.
It's football season. And it's football season at the Wing Guru, where you can savor 21 flavors of lip smacking goodness. The whole wings, party wings, boneless wings. This month, you can get the 10-piece party wings for just $8.99. So get on over to the Mount Moriah location, the Kyber location, Millington location. Enjoy yourself some Wing Guru.
It feels like just yesterday we were opening up that Mount Moriah location. Where has the time gone? These wings still just as good as the day Billy opened. Go get something for yourself. Party wings the way you like them with the Guru Gold, the 901, the Nashville Hot, which I love and suggest you try. The Triple J as well for our man Jaren Jackson Jr. 17 more flavors. You got to try them all and set the price to fit your wallet. Wing Guru, it's lip smack and goodness and party wings the way you like them. When you see Billy Richmond, the former Tigers basketball player turned chicken house entrepreneur, you tell him that Jason and John sent you.
Did you happen to see the quote from Victor Wembanyama?
I did not.
About his draft status. It's him and Scoot Henderson in 2023, right? Those are the top two projected picks.
Yeah.
He was asked about presumed number two pick, Scoot Henderson. This is a real quote. This is not like a ball sack sports quote.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He said, he's really a great player. If I was never born, I think he'd deserve the first spot.
Who's the soccer player that now is at the end of it, but kind of talked like that?
Ronaldo?
No. The one that was the brash one that says, basically, you're lucky I'm in your presence. You know what I'm talking about? The guy, he's at the end of his career now. He's in his 30s.
Oh,
came over and played
played
in it for L.A. there for a couple of years. That's how he would talk.
Ibrahimovic.
Yes.
Ibrahimovic.
It reminds me of
you're
that.
You're exactly right. That is how he talks. Mm-hmm. He was with the Galaxy there for a minute.
Yes, that's him.
Yes.
That's why we're a good team, John.
I was going to get there.
I can only describe. You get us there.
I knew you were. Once you said, you know, once he came over, I was like, okay, I know the brash guy who's like refers himself in the third person.
Yes.
Yeah. I thought that was a great quote. I'm like, yo.
I like it.
If I was never born, he'd be a number one pick. That's pretty good.
A little John Morant in him.
That is pretty damn good. And Wembanyama, by the way, is like.
That dude.
He is that dude. He's Chet Holmgren, but like better off the bounce.
Update on Judge. He just flied out. So still sitting there.
Looked like they were pitching to him.
Yeah, they're pitching to him. And he actually missed one. So he had a shot. He went to center field. He didn't get enough of it.
Yeah, I think people are just ready for that one to be over. I think they're just going to start, a softball over the plate. That's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Tristan Crick for joining us on at the show. Thanks to Jessica Bentz for hopping on as well. Giannotto, Jeffrey, up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.